Jousting, Lazy River, Sticker, Tommy Lee Jones.
Hello.
Fun. Just relaxing in here. Mm-hmm. We're vibing. Yeah.
Listening to some good tunes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. You know what else would go good with some vibes right now?
What?
This fucking Is We Dumb loungewear.
Loungewear.
I'd have sex in this stuff.
I wish I had a little.
I got it. Yeah.
Nice.
There it. And then. So go check it out. Go to iswedumb.com, or you can go to badmagicmerch.com. That has it as well. We have the kimono and some nice pants to go along with it. Logan, bring it up on the screen here really quick.
Why can't I be a kimono model?
I know. I find that incredibly sexy. Do you like the thin robe look?
Yes.
Me too.
Yes. Because I like one little tug.
Ooh.
on the robe.
Whoops.
What is it called? The
tie sash.
Sash thing.
Damn it.
The robe belt.
Robe belt.
The, yeah.
That's it.
There's no way it's called that, but I like, well, take off your robe belt.
Take it off.
Loosen up that robe belt.
That's a sexy ass robe belt.
Scott's a sexy robe belt. but there's just that one easy knot, really knot, and you just pull on that,
yep,
and it all gets opened up.
Check it out. Mm-hmm. And what's underneath?
That's
the next. Okay. Maybe. I thought there's gonna be like another layer.
Oh.
Did you say giants or vagina?
Giants. Vagina.
Oh, cool.
That would be funny. Giants.
Wait.
What?
No.
Cookies.
Sexy fucking giants.
Tonka trucks. just like a nonstop series of like
tiny dump truck.
Tiny dump truck.
What?
Mashed potatoes.
Right.
No.
That. See, sometimes sometimes a fucking plate of mashed potatoes is better than the sex. And I think that we all can agree on that.
That'd be so weird.
Like, sometimes you're all just trying.
This lingerie, like this sexy ass lingerie, mm-hmm, or, you know, come on. And then you're like, you know, peeling off the layers. And then you just, instead of like opening up and there's like, oh, there's that sweet boob.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, nope, it's mashed potatoes. Just like a little warm, like a little, I don't know, like a.
Check out the other side.
A little hungry man dinner got snuck right in there somehow.
Just taped.
Yeah, I am kind of hungry, I guess.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, I didn't expect
she takes it off all sexy and opens it up for you, and it's already cooked. You're like, oh my god!
I was being like a really like a large breasted woman, like, oh, what she could hide under her boobs,
whoop,
and just like have like a sexy like teddy she's wearing,
mm-hmm,
but then underneath is, you know, like maybe you want a banana,
dinner,
you know,
roll,
or dinner roll. There we go, nice dinner roll with brown sugar butter.
Right.
You know,
butter is under the other tit.
That's there we go.
And then she goes,
that's the melted butter.
And then she goes, guess where the knife is? And you're like, ooh. And you go down and you get the knife. You
find it.
And you come, mm-hmm, back and butter that bread.
Ah, what an interesting sexual experience that would be.
Did not expect to go there. Mm-mm. But we have loungewear, if anyone's interested in picking that up. Again, it looks really cool. Logan did a great job on the design. Something different, little mix in the bag. And you can head over to badmagicmerch.com and grab that. Episode 87, Mr. Dan Cummins.
Yes.
And we have a lot of fun today.
Okay.
Are you going to talk about comedy?
I'm going to talk a little bit about comedy.
Let's do a little bit of comedy talk.
I'm going to talk about what happened, just a conversation I had with a guy in Atlanta.
Right.
While I was out there for shows, which the show was really fun, by the way. Thanks to the dummies for coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to talk in One Star Heroes. There was, mm-hmm, a diner in the same building as the comedy club, so that's what we're going to be talking about with One Star.
Okay.
And then I have some fun shows coming up. I know I have Missoula and Tempe coming up here pretty soon, and Salt Lake City, and then we just added Milwaukee. And we added, a place in Missouri, Springfield.
Right.
I'm 99% confident it is Springfield.
Hopefully the people that are there, there's not like someone else named like Dan Cammons.
Dan Cammons.
Going to Springfield. They're like, oh shit, they buy tickets on accident. So hopefully that doesn't happen.
I forgot that I had been there before. There used to be Sir Laughs-A-Lot. It was the weirdest name. There was a comedy club years ago in Springfield, Missouri. I'm like, I didn't think I'd been there. I'm like, wait a minute, Springfield. I'm like, oh yeah, Sir Laughs-A-Lot. And
that's my kind of name for a comedy club.
And it was like a medieval times kind of decor theme.
This is even better.
Yep. And it was,
fuck yeah.
And it was not fun. It was a terrible like venue.
Damn,
but I mean, fun like in a corny way.
They just didn't try hard enough.
You
can't go half-ass on a fucking medieval themed Sir Laughs-A-Lot joint.
They make the comics come out in armor and on horseback.
Clink, 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 clink.
Instead of a stage, it's just a jousting pit.
Yeah. But it's like their posture is terrible. You know, just picture like kind of like a, like an out of like, it hasn't worked in a while kind of comedian.
Yeah.
Their helmet's kind of falling off. They have a microphone and then like the swords are actually really heavy. Well, that's the rule. You have to have the sword the whole time. Yeah. And you're always like trying to fix your mask that keeps on falling down. Clink,
clink, clink. I was picturing instead of like the MC introducing the feature act and then the feature act, you know, like, and then transitioning to the headliner,
mm-hmm.
that like it's a joust. Like, so when you get ready to go to the next act, the two acts have to joust each other, just one pass.
That's how you figure out who's headlining.
Oh, that, yeah, it can change.
It's a whole tournament.
Oh, it is a tournament. So the MC could do the whole show if they win the jousting. But then I was picturing like the MC just getting, like a lot of times clubs will have a local MC, someone who will host often at that place. Like a house MC will host all the time. And right. I was picturing a house MC at Sir Laughs-A-Lot who is just fucking obliterated. His body is wrecked because he's lost so many goddamn jousting events.
He's jousting in a wheelchair all the time.
right.
Now I'm picturing all of those contests working this way. Like America's Got Talent.
Right.
Like it would be great if you had a talent that could win you $1 million and a Las Vegas show. However, you got Butch, who's fucking ripped. He doesn't have a whole lot of talent, but he's going to kick the shit out of you at jousting. Right, so you're never going to win that show. And he's going to win it. And he has no talent except for punching people off horses.
Oh, man.
So
that would be, it'd be interesting, too. It's not funny at all, but so fucking good at dominating with horses.
That's a world I want to be in.
I did look it up. It is Springfield, and it's called, the Blue Room.
Ooh.
I'm at the Blue Room Comedy Club, so I'm excited for that.
It not sexy.
Sir Laughs a Lot.
Well,
okay.
All good things come to an end.
Oh, yeah.
that's all I got to say about that. And then for more of your tour dates, if you forget any of them, just go to dancummins.tv.
Yes.
And that's what we'll do. Okay, so we have all that fun on the way. Before we get into that fun, we have some juices in our brains to get moving around and swirling.
Okay, swirl.
Swirling, whirling.
Swirling, twirling.
Logan!
The very super most important starting question.
This?
I think I said twirling. Twirling. Swirling, twirling. I just want everybody to know that I didn't mean twirl.
Well.
And they're like, I haven't heard of twirling. What's twirling? You swirling and you're twirling and twirling.
Twirling and burning and burning.
Just twirling and burling.
You know what they always say? This was a combo between Walter and me.
Okay.
And I love this. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Would you rather, once out of every 10 times you sleep with your partner, their appearance becomes Tommy Lee Jones from the torso up.
Interesting.
Doing whatever he is currently doing in the world at that moment.
Oh.
Or change your last name to Hitler.
Dang. Okay. Okay.
And if you've forgotten
10 times
what Tommy Lee Jones looks like, take a look at this.
Tommy Lee Jones is...
There you go.
I find...
And I'm not trying to hate on him. He just doesn't have a very fuckable face. Like, I would have a hard time. I'd have a hard time fucking that.
I love
sticking my dick in that face.
Yes. I love Tommy Lee Jones as an actor. Mm-hmm. Like, he's been great for a long time.
Right.
And he has such a good voice. But he's interesting where he's not conventionally an attractive man. Mm. I wouldn't think.
Mm-hmm.
But he pulls it off somehow. There's some kind of energy around him.
Just a different aura.
Yeah, like he plays confident. A lot of times he'll play like a cop or like an older, you know, cop. You know,
tough, powerful.
Tough, powerful. You know, obviously the Men in Black. But if he had a different personality, and you take same look, it just gets pretty unattractive.
Right.
And there's
it
just
falls apart real quick.
It falls apart quick. And there is just something about his face. He has because I don't want to hate on Tommy Lee Jones either.
I know.
But it's
just a lot.
You know, like, okay. Clint Eastwood has a weathered face.
He does.
I like I think
cowboy up.
If I'm a lady though, I'm like, I would find Clint Eastwood very hot, I think.
Okay.
No matter what his age. Even now. But Tommy Lee Jones also has a pretty weathered face that is
it's got
manly,
weathered differently.
But it got left out too much in the weather.
one got combed over with time. The other one got fucking assaulted with time. Like it's just a different timeline.
The weather in one had some humidity and had like there was like it was like a nice ocean breeze.
A little ocean some lotion mixed in with the weather.
Right. And the other one was just left out in the northern Nevada, in the desert. Scorpions were walking over it. But now I feel mean. I don't want to make, because I like Tommy Jones. I don't want to make fun of someone's physical appearance. But in this context,
you have to
it has to be addressed because I have to fuck it.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know why I find it really funny that he's doing whatever that he's currently doing. So if you're like about having sex, and then you pull like the blankets off, and the lights come on, dear God, by accident, and he's eating some ice cream, You've got Tommy Lee Jones with a torso up just staring at you eating ice cream while you're fucking his pussy.
But don't...
You ever thought you'd say that?
No.
Fucking Tommy Lee Jones pussy?
Oh my God.
What is that? If his face is that weathered...
But from the bottom
half... I know, but I just want to think about how weathered his pussy would be. What desert has that been in?
If his face is that wrinkled, how wrinkled is his pussy?
You kidding me? Can't find it. Can't of course you can't.
Fucking... Which fold is the hole?
Right.
Where's the right crease?
I know the normal amount of folds. This is like 14 times the amount of folds.
So do you keep having sex with Tommy Lee Jones, like from the waist up? Like,
yeah, depends on... Sure.
Or can you stop? Or can you like? Well, can you quit?
Yeah, I guess. But it is. It's one out of every 10 times.
Yeah, I just
wonder. That's the twist. So if it happens, I mean, I guess you just have to be understanding. Your wife has to be like, wow, fuck, I turned into Tommy Lee Jones again. Sorry, didn't I? Yeah, you did.
Because if you could,
that's going to land you in the fucking loony bin.
True. Because if you could stop, yeah. If it's like jarring.
Well, but of course it would be.
It would be jarring.
That yeah, face if, in the moonlight.
Oh, my God. So when it happened, okay, jarring. If you could stop, Tommy Lee Jones, I mean, it'd be a weird, hard transition, fast transition. Mm-hmm. But Tommy Lee Jones is like a great like father figure type.
And he talk you down.
And I just feel like once I got used to it, maybe be like, okay, this sucks. This is scary to have Tommy Jones all of a sudden pop up when I'm having sex with Tommy Jones. But then I stop, I throw a towel over my lap, and what if he tells me a great story?
He sits you down. He tells you a Hollywood, treasure.
Tells me a great Hollywood backstage. Mm-hmm. Then I might kind of look forward
to fucking
Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
You know?
I get you. I mean, why not?
He just seems like he'd have the best backstage stories.
And sometimes...
And good life advice.
It's a good mix-up, too. I mean, I've never been told cool stories after having sex.
Right.
Mostly it's like, good night, or like, oh, that was great. What do you want to do tomorrow?
Right.
Don't touch me. Money's on the counter. Like, that type of a conversation. But never a great story from Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, my God. I just...
That's a good mix-up.
I just picture you're like going at it, and then just like, oh, God! And then there's like Tommy Lee Jones.
Hey.
But then like 5 seconds later, you're just sitting side by side. And Tommy's like, 1969, the Sunset Strip. Right. It was Robert Redford. And I'm like, oh, my God, I love this story already. As your dick slowly deflates. Gets less hard. He's like, he's driving a Camaro. He's coming from John Wayne's house, who still lived outside in Burbank.
You know time. John Wayne, don't you,
You know
Danny?
John Wayne, don't you? Yeah. Now, I was dating Farrah Fawcett at this time before her Playboy stuff. I'm like, oh, my God, this is so great.
This is so great. Please don't stop. And then you have a little counter, too. So if you got through 8 times, the next time you fuck, 50-50 chance Tommy Lee Jones is showing up.
God, and then I wonder if in the back of your mind, you're like, oh, I hope he tells a story about Pacino again.
Right.
I mean, he told me he was going to talk about Pacino next time. I hope he remembers.
I missed that one detail last time he told it. And I've been trying to fuck that story out of him ever since.
Right. Something happened with him and Mel Gibson.
Was it Mel Gibson?
Oh, my God. That's how you get him to tell the stories you want.
Right.
Like, you can stop having sex.
Oh, okay.
Or you can fuck Tommy Lee Jones until he tells you what you want to hear.
That was the worst time for me to take a drink of water. I almost fucking choked to death.
You're not attracted, but you have like Tommy Lee Jones bent over your bed and like, talk to me about Pacino. Right. Like, I don't think this is the right way to go about getting this information. Tell me about Pacino. Slapping his ass.
Jesus Christ. Oh, hold on, one more time. Let's go back and look at the picture. All right. God, it's a lot.
God,
or,
a lot.
Or your last name is Hitler.
Which, fuck.
I mean, fuck. That ruins your whole life. The other one you could probably keep a secret.
Right.
You're going to have to.
You're going to have to. Between you and Tommy Jones and your wife.
Right. Oh, she's not there. Well, I guess her legs are there.
Her legs are there.
Tommy Jones got some sexy ass legs. Dude, what a... What fantasy character is this?
Does your wife still feel the sex, or does Tommy Lee Jones feel the sex? Now, is he turned
into... It's his brain.
It's his brain, so is he feeling... He's like,
I don't know.
What if Tommy Lee Jones starts to really like it? And he's like, Tommy's back.
Now Tommy Lee's just showing up outside of the fucking 1 in 10.
He's trying to pick it up. He's like, he just loves this.
He's at your front door with roses and shit.
Right? He doesn't want the stories. He just wants you to fuck his pussy.
Right.
God, you know, you fuck Tommy Lee Jones' pussy.
fucking wet ass pussy.
He's making like dirty talk. Tell Tommy Lee Jones he's got a wet ass pussy.
Oh man, he just starts flipping it on you. It's the wettest pussy.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy, you got the wettest pussy.
Oh, Tommy Lee Jones gonna sit on your face. Tommy Lee Jones gonna drown you with his wet ass pussy.
Oh my god, doing that. I guess, it's just a lot of faces I don't want on my dick. I think Tommy Lee Jones has to be real high up there.
Yeah.
Those eyes looking at me or something? Oh, man. I don't, all right. Okay. And then last name Hitler. So like Hitler, party of two. So that would be fucked forever. You could probably just lie about what your last name is on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I feel just like in public settings get away with always, I mean, just never a last name. What name should I put down? Joe? Last name? Don't have one.
Right.
And, okay. Well, I think it's weird.
But
as soon as someone finds out your last name's Hitler...
I think I could play off Hitler better than you, only because I look a lot like Hitler. Like if you pulled up a picture of Hitler, I mean, look at my features.
All right, 1 second.
They would just think I'm just a descendant of Hitler. Like that would be my out.
Yeah,
okay. I'm like, yeah, he's my fucking great 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 grandpa. I didn't pick him.
Okay, well here's Hitler,
and then look at me.
Yeah. I mean,
there's a resemblance.
There is. I get it. Yeah, great. So you want that.
Fuck. So I'm...
Oh, no. Now my brain has Hitler fucking Tommy Lee Jones pussy. Get out.
So I'm still not going to pick it. I think I'm going to pick... Well, I think I'm going to pick Tommy Lee Jones because that's interesting.
It is, yeah.
But I think I could... It would be uncomfortable, but I could just get away with being like, listen, it's my family's name. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I should have to change my name because of one person. It's not my fault. He's my great-great-grandpa. Mm-hmm. And then people, I think, would look at me like, he does look kind of like Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Can you change how you say it? I don't know. Heitler? I don't know.
It's pronounced Heitler.
It's Heitler.
It's pronounced...
You know there's somebody, some poor bastard out there, last name is Hitler, and they go by Heitler. I guarantee it. It's the only way you can go about your life.
Oh my God, I was thinking of like the messed up way.
Or you are actually like him and you love it.
Right.
And he's like, fuck yeah, because there's people like that too, sadly.
Yeah.
That would love the last name Hitler.
I know,
scare
I know.
The shit out of people.
Oh my God.
But not for me.
It's pronounced, damn it, I can't fucking think. I've been to her museum in Amsterdam. It was a sad Jewish girl. She was trapped in her...
Anne Frank.
if you change it, like, they're like, how's it pronounced? It's pronounced Anne Frank. But I think that makes it way worse.
Oh my God.
That probably makes it way worse.
I just loved your little description of Anne Frank, how we got there with the sad little Jewish... sad little Jew.
Accurate. Of course she's sad. She's hiding from monsters.
You know, the sad little Jew that's always hiding? Oh yeah, Anne Frank. That's just how you described it, and that's how we got here. Oh my God!
Oh boy!
All right. Well,
okay. I gotta fuck Tommy Lee Jones.
I cannot wait to fuck Tommy Lee Jones.
I can't wait to fuck Tommy Lee Jones.
Just things I didn't think I was gonna say today. Okay, we're going back to Atlanta for a great story for Dumb in the Wild this week.
Okay, great.
You ready?
Let's do it.
Dumb in the Wild.
Have a look at this little beauty,
man.
Have a look at this little beauty.
It's not. Yeah. I knew that was going to be a fun one. That was more fun than I thought it was going to be.
That was very fun.
That was a good one.
That was wild.
Donuts. Atlanta Donuts.
Okay, so this is the story. Yeah, so Dumb in the Wild. I was in Atlanta, had a great time. Lindsay came in. And actually, we had a couple friends. The Wet Hot Bad Magic Summer Camp, the lady who is doing the event planning,
mm-hmm.
Sarah is from Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
right.
She is engaged to Doug, who's a friend of ours, who actually is the guy who owns this building. So a lot of interconnections. She wanted to go out there anyway, visit friends, so they timed their trip, so they came out with us. So it's nice to, like, they ended up staying in the same hotel, got to hang out with Doug and Sarah, and then, you know, see some Atlanta stuff. And she would, like, show us, because, like, she lived there for 10 years, like, oh, you gotta go here, that kind of stuff.
That's it. Very helpful.
Very helpful. So it's because it's a huge city. So in Buckhead, there's, like, these two big malls where we were staying, and they're really, like, high-end malls. Like I've never been to malls with this,
like Old Navy,
like Old Navy,
Sam's Club,
Target, Sam's Club. No, but it was like Gucci and fucking
Kabachi,
Saks Fifth Avenue. I don't know. I don't have a lot of those places in my memory.
I know I have none of them.
But it's Chanel. I don't know.
Chanel,
fancy places.
That's one.
It's Gucci and a bunch of Gucci like places.
Right.
I know Gucci.
Shiny stuff.
They're shiny, expensive stuff. And so, and they had, I just remember walking around and they had these really, I was like, man, there are a lot of cops guarding this.
All right.
And I'm like, man, you'd have to be crazy to try and break into one of these places. Because like a lot of like assault rifles, like not fucking around, bulletproof vest, you know, like serious looking and a large amount of them
right.
in both of these two malls. And And so I heard the reason was during the pandemic, there was a lot of crime at these malls.
Goddamn.
Like a lot of violent crime, a lot of like, you know, drive-by shootings, gang shootings, crazy like smash and grabs. And that's why they like really beefed up their security.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, makes sense.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
So then I go to this, Da Vinci's Donuts, which is, oh man, they were so good too, by the way.
Okay.
Such good donuts.
Noted.
But they had a little like train car converted into a donut shop, which is pretty cool, use of the space, but it was in the corner of the parking lot. So there's the mall, and then across the parking lot or the very edge of the property is this one little box. I don't even know if they had a bathroom in it, but it's just like, and it's only one guy working there, you know, the counter. So he's on an island by himself. I go to get these donuts, and there's me and this other customers in there. And this one lady asked him about like parking. She had a hard time getting there because there was no parking. Parking lot was full. And he's like, yeah, it's frustration. I mean, he's like, we're looking for a new space. This just isn't working out great because, you know, people, we had our own parking spots for a while and nobody respected it.
We're looking for a new spot, but there's no fucking train tracks. Get out of here.
we can't find the train. We're looking for, we've been stuck here for a couple of years. We've been waiting for a new engineer to pull us out.
There used to
new
be conductor. A train right here. And the rails ran right through here. And now it's all changed. So we're stuck.
but he tells us that like they used to have these parking spots, but no one respected it, and they got so frustrated before they went ahead and just kind of took these spots away from this business. They got these stickers, and so what he did, he would put Da Vinci's Donuts stickers of like you're not supposed to be parking here. People who just left their car in their parking spot, went into the mall, they got so frustrated that they started putting on stickers on the windshield, which is not probably a great call. You know, you should just call somebody or whatever, as opposed to kind of like vandalizing their vehicles. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of crime and a lot of like, from what I heard, like crazy, like from like some of the hip hop studios where there's like some of the gang, I guess a couple of those studios in Atlanta are controlled by gangs and they control the studio time. And there's like, when you hear about like some rapper getting shot, it's like, it's more complicated than it may seem. It's not just like a random thing. It's like the studio might be, it's real crazy. So there's a lot of like people with a lot of money who are also violent. And he knows this. And then he said he put a sticker on this Ferrari, like really high-end Ferrari.
How old is this guy, kid?
He's a young kid. He's probably, I would put him about 20, 21 years old.
All right.
And just so he doesn't seem racist in the story, it's important, I think, to note that like he's black, talking about a man that he found scary who was also black.
Okay.
So he puts a sticker on the guy's windshield. The guy comes in and he describes this guy. He's like, you know, got these heat. And this is, again, his description. He's like, big, scary guy, cornrows, looking like real tough and everything. Comes in and just basically goes, you know, big, deep voice. And this guy's small. He's a little guy. He's probably 5'4", 5'5".
I'm a giant.
exactly. You would tower over him. Okay. No, but he's not physically intimidating. So this guy comes in, is physically intimidating, and just says, who put the sticker on my car? And he's the one employee there. And there's no one anywhere near this fucking train. So the guy has to know it's him.
Right.
No, there's no one else. He's the only employee that would have the fucking Da Vinci's Donut sticker
right. That
would even put it on his car in the last couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
But he's scared of this guy, so he's not going to say, like, well, I did. And then this guy—
I did.
What the fuck are you going to do? Yeah. He's like, so then the guy, he says, well, I'm going to find out who put that sticker on my car. And if you know who did, you should let him know that I'm going to fucking kill them. And he said, like, he believed this guy meant that.
Yikes.
So this guy walks out of his little donut car, walks back to his Ferrari. He's like, I'm freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I locked the door, locked the other door. He's like, put the thing on close, call the police immediately. And he hides in the back, like the one kind of spot he can hide, and waits for this guy to go.
Because he like, could have been getting a gun out of the car, for all we
he
know.
He thought he was okay. That's what he thought. Okay. He said he looked, he saw the guy, went into his trunk, whatever, and he assumed the guy was grabbing his gun. And he's like, I'm gonna fucking die. So anyway, the cops come and they do run this guy off. Why I think this is dumb, he's telling this, you could tell this is a story he's told before.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, shut the fuck up about that story.
Right.
You don't know.
Go ahead and just don't.
What if I know that guy?
Right.
He doesn't know who I am. Uh-huh. What if some other customer in the store, you know, like knows that guy?
Like, I know that. Who else?
Oh, my God. So you did put the fucking sticker on there.
Right.
And then just get on the cell, like the phone.
Hey,
Tony.
Got him.
Found the fucking guy. You admitted it. It was him all along, just like you said it was.
I filmed him. Tell him the story. I'll send it over.
Right. So I just thought, like, as a rule there, it's like, If you are at your place of work and you've put something on somebody's car recently and that person has threatened to kill you and you believe them, maybe don't talk about that ever again to other customers at that store.
Yeah.
You save that story for your friends.
Yeah.
You don't tell that story to people you don't know.
Mm. It's a weird icebreaker. Like, what's he? What,
he was a nice kid. He was a funny kid, actually. He was great. His fucking donuts were awesome. Mm-hmm. He was super funny, but I'm like, dude, you gotta be careful.
Yeah. And back of your mind, you're like, fuck. Come back. I hope the next guy after you is just as nice.
Right.
Because you're going to be fucking killed.
If you're my son, we're going to have a fucking long talk about, like, hey, don't do that.
don't just be kicking around death threats.
Don't be that careless with your life.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that is funny. That is funny. And I love the idea of that guy coming in. He'd be like, who the fuck did this? And he still has the roll of stickers in his hand. He's like, I don't know. No idea. And the other guy just didn't even get it, though. He's like, well, if I find him, like, he honestly does not know who the fuck put the sticker on the car. Like, he's like, whoo, luck, dodged it because that guy's an idiot.
As they're talking, they walk out and that kid starts putting stickers on, like, other cars. I don't know, man. It's fucking
crazy.
It's crazy.
Sticks
on his forehead as he's talking to him. Right. When he shakes his hand, then he's like, I'm so sorry you had to go through this, and, like, fucking sneaks a sticker on the guy's hand. You have a great day.
Oh, that would be awesome. But the only way that would ever happen is if you flip the roles.
Right.
Like, tiny guy came in and be like, yeah, who the fuck did it? And huge dude's like,
oh,
no idea, and puts a sticker on his forehead.
I don't know, man, but I'd be fucking pissed. He just keeps talking as he puts more stickers on the guy.
On his shirt.
On his face.
The guy tries to leave. He fucking pulls him back in, puts more stickers, like, over, on his shirt, down on his shoes. It's like, I don't know, man. It's crazy. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I'll let you know if I find him.
It's disrespectful sticker. You know, right? Like, if it was me, I'd fucking kill the guy's sticker. Just constantly putting stickers on him.
Hey, look over there. He turns his head, sticker in the ear. I don't know. I'll let you know if I see anybody. Okay, cool. Okay, thank you.
And his face
is just covered
it.
In stickers. Okay, let's move on to Dumb Dumb Idiots.
Okay.
Okay. This is going to remind you of a movie, and it's easy to know which one.
Okay.
Dead man propped up by two other men in attempt to collect a pension at post office.
Dead man propped up by two other men in attempt. Oh my, they really did try to pull off, like, some kind of Weekend at Bernie shit.
Absolutely.
That's, like, straight out of the fucking, I mean, not the exact pension thing.
I know.
But two guys trying to prop up a dead guy to get things.
I know. A dead man was brought to a post office, it says this morning, this was back in January.
Oh, Jesus.
In an attempt to collect his pension in one of the most bizarre incidents that a guard I have ever seen. The shocking incident with the deceased male was propped up by two other men happened at the post office in Staples Town Road in Carlow Town. Staff at the post office immediately became suspicious and contacted emergency services, and Guard I rushed to the scene, which was guards.
Oh, okay. Oh, so this is Ireland.
It's Ireland, yep. No money was handed over. That'd be fucking weird if it was. And it is understood that the deceased man is well known by the two men who moved his body. A local woman living beside the post office told how her daughter witnessed the two men carrying a man into the shop. She was leaving my house at the time and said the man looked unwell as his feet were dragging on the ground.
Yeah.
She said. The woman, who did not want to be named, said there was a queue outside of the post office at the time. So she was waiting out there and kind of seeing shit. Anyway, so it goes on and on. They basically got in trouble. You can't do that.
Yep.
And yep. The only way this could have happened is if their friend died while they were watching, like, Weekend at Bernie's.
Right.
And they're like, we can fucking do that.
Like, we can pull this off.
We can pull that off. He would want us to do this. Like, that's his dying wish. Is that he wants us to go get his pension, bro. Okay. Well, let's get it. Get some sticks. Let's fucking get this guy out of here.
I just wonder, like, how did they think, like, if the people working at the post office, like, are they just really drunk or something?
It must have been.
Because how did the people, like, did they think the people wouldn't ask their dead friend? Are you sure this is your pension they're collecting? Yeah, they just have to, like, grab his head and shake it. Yes,
shake his head up and down.
Or I feel like they just
on,
like,
a little stick.
They lean over and put their ear next to their dead friend's mouth. He just said, "Yeah, right? He just said it is."
Yes, you did.
Oh yeah. That would be funny. A funny twist in the story if one of those two guys carrying him, a gifted ventriloquist,
right? Or both of them.
That's both of them.
Even crazier. And then one of them just talking for the other guy, and then one of them is talking for the dead guy.
Oh my God.
This is weird. Love triangle ventriloquist shit.
Well, or one of the guys, okay, one of the guys that would have to have, like, what if they had, like, fishing line tied to the, like, maybe wrapped around the guy's teeth. So they have, like, hidden in his beard.
Eyelids taped up.
Eyelids taped up. Fishing line to kind of, like, move his mouth down. And then the other guy's like, as he's pulling the string.
Give him the pension.
Eyes not blinking, unblinking, open eyes.
Give him the
body
pension.
Immobile, feet dragged. Give him my pension. I need my pension money.
Oh my God, I love the point of view from the person that's working at the post office. Like that shit comes wandering. What the fuck? Dude, that'd be scary, but I would write it out.
Yeah,
I would have to see like what was happening.
Oh, so interesting.
They didn't get a gun out or threaten me. Anyway, I'd keep it going. I'm like, this is never going to happen again.
No.
And I would know that in that moment.
Oh,
I'm like,
God, yeah.
I got to milk this. This insanity.
I just picture one of them under the ventriloquist model. They're like, they grab his arm and just like when they won't give him the money so they can slam the, hand down on the desk. Give me my money.
His hand
it's
goes
my
up,
money.
And then just whaps the pen that's always there. He's like, boom. And then his head whips back around like all quick.
He twists his body around so he tries to slap the person working there. It's my money.
And I need it now. Oh, man. Yeah, I just love that. I love that idea. Oh, by the way, that was sent in by Dummy Kyle. So thank you for sending that in, Kyle.
I love that they thought that could work.
I know. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
And so funny, though.
So funny they actually carried him to the post office.
Man. Yeah, just setting yourself up to get in a lot of trouble. They had to have been fucked up.
Yeah.
I've never met anybody that dumb, I don't think.
I don't.
Unless they were super drunk. But even that, like, I know what I could do. I could bring this dead friend of mine and go get his pension.
There's no way this won't work. Right. They won't even notice.
Uh-huh.
No, they'll notice.
Of course they will.
Every time. Even the dumbest employee in the history of the post office.
Right, is going to 100% know.
Can still tell the difference between a dead person and someone who's not dead.
Exactly. Well, this next story was sent in by Dummy Jake. And I know I shared a tubing story on this show, but it was way back towards the beginning when I was talking about keys. And I mentioned how we would go tubing and then we would drop off cars at the end, right?
Yeah.
And then with the car you drop off at the end, you leave your keys in it. So then you go back to the beginning and then you tube down to it.
Yeah.
And then when you get to your car, you have your keys in it.
Yep. Yep.
Now that's because I knew how rivers work. Right. These women did not.
Oh boy.
Women stranded all night on a tubing trip after believing the river they were on ran in a circle.
Oh my God. Like a lazy river in a fucking casino. At one of their casino pools. Or water park.
Yep. So the young woman, women, all in their 20s, thought it would be easy to float down the Muskegon River in Michigan on Tuesday. This is a couple years ago. I think it was back in like 2016, by the way. And it was in July. So we're going back for this one, but it's just too good not to bring up.
Muskegon River,
Got lost. They were forced to spend the next 20 hours huddled together in the cold, scared and yelling for help.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's sad. The women who had never been tubing before, obviously, have been told by someone at the Maple Island Road Bridge that the river goes in a circle. So they presume they'd just come back to their car.
That's unfucking
real. You know, that dude said that thinking they weren't that fucking stupid.
Right.
He's like, I don't know. Let's see if this works.
Let's see if this works. When this story broke, how fucking happy is that guy?
He's like,
oh my God, they fucking did it. Are you shitting me?
Just like a bottle of cheap-ass vodka. That's what I picture that guy sitting there smoking a cigarette in a recliner. Woo-wee! Got another one! That's just what he does. He hangs out on that bridge and just like, well, it goes in a circle. You come right on back here.
I'm guessing those women from a city did not grow up in the country to be around like around rivers and a city where they didn't live near the river.
I mean, fucking river.
And had been to water parks growing up. Only water parks where they're used to a lazy river that always reconnects all the way, just keeps going around, around, around.
Never seen a map.
Never, not big on geography. Because it's like to understand how rivers work, it's like it's impossible for there to be a circular river.
You're right.
Because where...
Unless it's man-made.
Unless it's man-made. Right. But like naturally, it's like, no, it needs to dump out somewhere.
That's where it's going. Yeah. It's going somewhere.
It starts in the mountains and it ends in the ocean.
Sure. Right.
And on the way, it doesn't just get in a fucking roundabout and just stay in a perfect circle. Rivers sometimes will flip back and be almost circular.
Right.
But they don't just form a loop where you just can keep going around and around.
That would be awesome.
That'd be great for tubing.
I'd move there. You just had a nice, like, 2-mile loop river.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fucking why not? But the Muskegon Township Deputy Fire Chief Bob Grabinski said, not knowing anything, they set off on their little adventure.
Yeah.
It was only when it started to get dark and their car was nowhere to be found that the women, who didn't have a phone on them, decided to get out and wait for help at the riverbank. So what they did do, they started screaming, and then this fisherman, Jake Heathus, heard about it, called 911, and then helped them. They just hugged a tree all night.
Wow.
Also, where's this wilderness?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not waiting there all fucking night.
My God.
You have to be so lost to not know, be like, I guess walk this way, I'm going to run into a road.
Right, but they were just scared. Well, clearly, again, not used to being in the outdoors.
Yeah.
And
I haven't
wouldn't
seen...
be able to do that. And then no phone, too.
Yeah.
Also is weird.
It is weird. I mean, I guess,
again, that goes back to you just think that this is a lazy river at a water park.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they're like, as they're going around the Axe River, like, where's the slides?
Right. Where's the bar?
Where's the bar? I haven't seen one bartender in this river.
Where's the pool boy?
Who's running this river?
Where's the wave pool? What the fuck's going on here?
Right.
But Chief Grabinski said, in their words, they're never going tubing again. My words are know the river or take someone with you who knows it and have a plan.
Right.
That's the good. He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. That was a nice way for him to say, like, just bring someone who's not stupid.
Right. Make sure next time you leave, an adult is with you.
Right.
At all times. But I can't imagine being that dumb. And it's going to seem like I'm picking on Michigan.
Yeah.
Because we're going back to Michigan for Apocalypse Pending.
Okay.
All right. Let's check it out. And I keep fucking this up, but Dummy Jake sent in that last story.
Oh, okay.
I just keep forgetting to fucking read who's sending it in. And I made sure this time, and guess what?
Who?
It was nobody.
Nobody.
I guess found it.
You found it.
Mm-hmm.
It was Joe.
Uh-huh. So, thanks, Joe. You're welcome. Crews rescue same two men from Saginaw Bay for the second time this week.
Same two men get rescued twice in a week.
Right. So, for the second time this week, emergency crews rescued two men from the Gelid waters. Just say fucking cold.
Yeah, Gelid.
Fuck off.
I've never even heard that word before.
Yeah, it means cold. It's stupid. Whoa. I don't know why I know that, but just say cold next time. Or say frigid, like a word that people know.
Wow, I'd never heard that word. Okay.
Saginaw Bay after they plunged through the unstable ice. The same two men they rescued in the first incident. So the two anglers were trying to retrieve items that they had abandoned during the first rescue when they needed to be rescued yet again.
Oh my God.
How frustrating.
I hope they get all their shit.
About 4:30 p.m. Wednesday, March 9th, Bay County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to the Linwood Beach Marina in Fraser Township after being alerted that two men being in the water after their boat capsized. The two men were trying to retrieve equipment they've been forced to leave on the ice from their previous ice rescue. The sheriff said.
Oh,
so it goes on to name who they are. They did have a bunch of shit back there.
Mm-hmm.
Like they had like a camper. They had some snowmobiles.
Okay, so a fair amount of expensive stuff.
Mm-hmm, right.
But they just weren't smart enough to figure out how to retrieve it.
Dude, you just go back out. That's such a drunk move. Like no one's like, go get it. Come on, bud. Come on, let's go get our stuff. Yeah. Ice isn't going to take my stuff. Let's go get it tonight. It's just so fucking dumb.
Oh, like, poor guys.
The ice was so shitty that it fucked you over the first time.
Right.
You can't go back and do the exact same thing again.
Or kind of going back to the ladies, bring somebody who's good at that stuff.
Sure.
Talk somebody into, helping you.
Right.
Go back and get that who, like, knows. Maybe somebody who, like, works for the rescue team.
Right. Absolutely.
We'll hire you.
Uh-huh.
Hey, man, when you're not at work, you clearly know what you're doing here. We'll pay you X amount of dollars if you can help us get our stuff back.
And they went out there, it seems like, with a boat, right?
Yeah.
So they had a plan of grabbing their shit and putting it in a boat.
Right.
I'm not sure how a snowmobile is going in a fucking boat.
Right, that's, yeah.
But I wonder, how did it capsize? Well,
snowmobile.
Right. How'd your boat tip over? Get a load of this. We try to put a snowmobile in it.
It's fucking rinky-dink fishing boat.
Right.
Can't even carry a couple snowmobiles.
It's a canoe. They don't even try to put them in. They're like somehow towing them like submarines. Like back behind their boat. Just,
oh my God.
We're getting our stuff back tonight.
It's a Costco kayak.
Right.
Fucking.
It's one of those blow up ones you can get. Like the river rafting ones.
Yep. Yeah.
Whatever. I forget what it says. It's like river rat.
Oh my God.
Or some kind of thing. And they just paddle out there and try and tie a camper shed onto it.
Ridiculous.
Yep. So that was my two stories from Michigan involving ice.
And I'm hung up on Gelid.
Gelid?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Gelid.
Why? You probably never heard it said. No one ever uses this word.
Probably not. No.
I've definitely never heard this word spoken.
Gelid.
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 How is that a word?
So dumb. You got to use it in Wordle. It's going to be a fucking Wordle word now.
It is a five-letter word. Gelid.
It has some good letters in there.
It does.
I haven't even tried today's. Have you done today's?
I have.
No.
I've done Wordle 30 times.
In a row?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I have a streak.
That's a streak?
I have my 30-day streak going. I've never got it in less than three, so I've never gotten it in two,
mm-hmm.
but I've also never gotten it in six. I've gotten it in three, four, five, 30 times in a row.
I've gotten it in once in two.
Dang.
Never in one. I have some friends that have just guessed it, and they got fucking fuck you.
Yeah.
But I have gotten it in six, and it's because it was one of those where it had like S space, and then A R, and then space. It was like spark, shark, stark.
Oh.
It was like God fuck. Like I knew it started with an S, and I knew it had like a P, but or whatever was in the middle, but it had the same ending, and there was like four different options.
That's tricky.
And I barely got it on the last one. Did you know they have something called Loodle, which
Loodle
is not naughty words. Like lewd.
Mm-hmm.
There's different versions of this Wordle thing.
I probably do well in Loodle.
Yep, cunts.
Nice.
That's a good one. Dicks.
Dicks.
Cocks.
Pussies.
Has taint, I think, was in there one time. Titty.
Mm-hmm.
Bum. Bum.
Clits.
But all M's. Yeah. Clits.
Uh-huh.
That's a... never really put them together. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Rub those clits. Never really hear the S on the back end of that. Yeah. How about that? all right. You ready to move on?
Yes.
Before we do, we're going to take a quick break for the sponsors. And now we do it.
Do it.
One star heroes.
I get no respect in real life. Always am upset. So I let them know I hate them on the internet. Yeah.
What if I just started playing Wordle right now?
Ooh.
That would not be very nice.
Finish your Wordle.
I haven't even started it today. So.
Oh, man.
We could do, I'll do one. I'll do one guess.
Yeah.
And then we'll see how.
What's your first word to usually go to? I rotate.
Me too.
You told me about Louie, or somebody told me about Louie.
Yeah, Louis. Yeah, L.
Louis.
Yeah, Louis. Yeah,
Louis. Sorry. Louis. Yeah, because you get a lot of vowels. But what I like, I usually go with ocean, alive, or arise.
Mm.
I like to use three vowels, and then the second time, I don't usually go for a guess the second time, which is why I never get it in two. Then I try, then I get my other vowels.
Flip the word,
And trying to get more, you know, more hits.
Okay, I'm going to go with, wait, it didn't even fucking.
Uh-oh, did you mess up your Wordle?
It didn't even load the correct fucking thing.
You refresh?
I'm always nervous. I got some pretty good ones. So I started with stare.
Oh my gosh, you did get some good ones.
Okay,
so we don't want to tell anybody.
Fuck this show. Let's just finish that Wordle.
Oh, by the time it comes out, people. If you want to keep taking shots while I'm setting this up,
that's gonna be way too hard.
I
have a good start. I have one yellow and
have
two greens
start.
On the back end. Whew. Okay, all right, let's do it. One star heroes. Where are we going? We're going to Atlanta.
Okay. So going back to Buckhead, this area of Atlanta, Landmark Diner. Which is the diner in the same building as the Punchline Comedy Club where I was doing shows.
Okay.
And I've been to this diner. I thought it was very good. And actually, Lindsay, she doesn't normally care about pie or cake, but we got some cake from this place. It's so good. The strawberry shortcake and also German chocolate cake. And it was like a couple of other different kind of cakes, but they're all very good.
Pound cake.
It's so many cakes. Okay, so it's not great reviews overall. It's 2.5 out of 5, but I think a lot of them are unfair. So I'm gonna start off with a couple 5 stars. People like it. Desira S.
All right.
5 stars. A friend and I decided to have a little different Valentine's Day. This is just this past one. Decided to go to Landmark Diner. There were only a few couples there. We were immediately seated. Our waitress was wonderful. She was super friendly, provided great service. We only had dessert and hot tea. They apparently have professional bakers that make all the desserts. When you first enter, there is a case of well-lit desserts from cakes to cookies to pies. Yum. As soon as I saw the strawberry shortcake, I knew it was the one. It was 3 layers on spongy cake with whipped cream frosting, strawberries, sliced almonds. I ate the whole slice. I don't regret a bite. Really, one slice is enough for 2 to 3 people. I can't wait to return and try other items. This is a gem. If you have time, it is attached to a comedy club.
Man.
Yum. Oh, yeah. We had the coconut, too. We had
what?
We had these 2 cakes.
I wish I loved food that much. I do. I wish I do. There's a lot of people that really love food.
Yeah.
And talk about it. Like this guy or girl who is basically like they're dating something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they're out looking for the one.
Yeah.
And it makes me a little sad inside. I wish I liked food more.
Well, but probably healthier not
chicken,
to.
Chicken nuggets.
I love food so much, and that's why I'm 60 pounds heavier than when Lindsay and I started dating.
That's not what I meant. I don't mean like smash it all in, just like care about what's in it and the flavor and this and that. Like, I mean, I'd be like, that's really good pie. And then I would leave. And then that would be the last time I probably ever thought about that pie.
Yeah.
I'd go back. I'd just move on to another pie that's maybe not as good.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it. That's the way that my life goes with food.
I think about food all the time.
Oh.
Okay, so now we get to the 1 stars. There was a bunch more of the 5 stars that were, similar, where there was, you know, Samuel Q, never had a bad experience, Jackie R, goes off about how great the fried chicken cutlet with potatoes and veggie was, so good.
Sammy Q, that would be like a review that I would leave. pretty good stuff here.
Yeah.
Great. It's friendly and not a long wait.
Yep.
That would be a real review succinct. I would leave.
Okay.
It wouldn't be
a book.
Yeah, novel. Yeah. I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, me too. I tend to go into crazy detail on Yelp. Savannah F. Okay, one star. I just love how dramatic this is.
Jesus. I mean, can we?
Yeah.
We're going to go with some different sad music.
Sure.
Though. Okay. Let's see what this one's doing. It's pretty good.
This was by far the worst experience I've ever had in my life. We were server raw wings. And when we told the manager we want to pay for our drinks, but cancel the order, the manager responded by saying, "This is bullshit. You are broke. We are working hard in the kitchen." My little sister cried in the car. She was so shocked and amazed. I'm still waiting for the owner to contact me back about my experience last night.
This guy.
Oh, fuck. Savannah. I love, like, she was shocked and amazed. That's weird. Amazed is weird usage there.
And thoroughly entertained, baby.
I just love the manager saying, "This is bullshit. You are broke." Excuse me, manager.
Just push their table
our
over.
Our chicken wings are raw. This is bullshit. You are broke. What? Get out of here.
Just rip the tablecloth off.
So next one, Linda T. I just love the picture she paints here. This is Linda T. Is funny.
All right.
I'm not as upset with Linda. This is just a funny one-star review.
Linda, a fan of Linda.
I'm a fan of Linda.
All right.
I'm a fan of Linda. Went to Landmark last night and witnessed two drunk males getting into a verbal altercation across the restaurant. Both were aware that an Atlanta police officer was there eating a meal and did not care.
The altercation was, "This is bullshit. You are broke."
You are broke. That was one of the people in the altercation. The other one was like, "These chicken wings are wrong.
Right.
This is bullshit. You are broke."
The kid starts crying, but he's also clapping.
He's also amazed.
The police officer's like, "What the fuck? I don't know what to do." All right.
Once the police officer kindly asked him to stop, one male said, "What the fuck are you going to do about it?" It can be scary, though.
Sticker?
A sticker. At that point, the officer stood up and the drunk male was still exchanging words and insisting that the officer couldn't or wouldn't do anything about his behavior. Zero respect for the police, and none of the employees did anything about it. The security guard watched from afar and was laughing. One girl asked the security guard to help the officer because things were getting out of hand, and the security guard refused to back him up. So disappointed in this establishment's disregard for a police officer who just got off a long shift, the employees who didn't kick the drunk man out, and the security guard for being too big of a bitch to do his job. I just like cool. At the end there. I just like the end there, just calling the security guard out for being a bitch.
That's right. Hey.
I'm just trying, I was scared.
I'm trying my best.
I was scared.
Scary. They were mean. They were mad. Like he responds, all he does is picture of his paycheck. He's like, "This is why I didn't.
Come on.
This is why I'm not doing that."
I would love, now I'm picturing like one of the guys in the argument is like, "You fucking put stickers on my heart card, Da Vinci
exactly.
Donuts."
Exactly.
The other guy is the kid at Da Vinci. "No, I told you I didn't." Okay. This is what frustrates me when reviews that are left in like mid-2021, the middle of the Great Resignation, restaurants across the country just coming out of COVID restrictions.
Getting their feet back,
now have no fucking staff because people had to move on to other jobs. And so when people complain about staff problems around that time, I always just think, you're being a fucking dick. Mm. Irvin H. from San Francisco, very disappointed over the decline in the quality of food and service in the last several weeks, months. Oh, you mean during the fucking end of the pandemic? The beginning of the fucking Great Resignation?
Man.
The last two times I've been in this location, I've noticed the following issues. The food is too cold.
Excuse me. Bless you.
Wait. The food is undercooked, partially frozen still, which is really part of the first one. Mm-hmm. Too cold. Inconsistency in portion size. Weird.
Right.
Service has been slow, inconsistent, or lacking depending upon the time of day that you go. Yeah, they're short staffed, like every place.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sure if there's new management in place, if there's a new cook in the back of the kitchen. Yeah, there probably is both those.
Mm-hmm.
Or if the service staff has decided to drop the ball. Yeah, there's not many of them. Whatever the case, Landmark Diner has gone from one of my favorite places to a place that has lost my business. And again, this is two times after, like, at the end of the pandemic. Cut them some slack.
If it's your favorite place.
I've been going there for years. It was weird. All of a sudden in March of 2020, things fucking changed.
Right.
It's like they just
can't. Who's in charge around here?
First, they wouldn't let me in.
They were closed.
They were closed.
For 7 months.
They were closed for 7 months. That's frustrating.
Right.
Then when they do open, it's a different staff. Yeah, you dipshit.
No one knows my order anymore.
So Barry W. Now leaves the following one-star review, also from San Francisco. We had been planning our long... Oh, yeah, this is just preposterous expectations. Mm. We had been planning our long weekend trip to Atlanta for several weeks and had identified the Landmark Diner as the place we wanted to have breakfast. The menu looked great and was within a block and a half of our Airbnb.
Bingo.
Bingo. The website claimed the restaurant was open 24/7. Don't believe it. We walked over at 6:45 a.m. on Sunday, January 16th. The sign and the manager said they were closed for cleansing and would open at 7:30. Okay, I'm all for cleanliness. We return at 7:35. This time, he said the cook was not there, but someone might be there by 8. This is not 24/7 service. This was left January 16, 2022. So they're still having staffing issues. I know, just traveling around the country, problems with staffing issues continue. And I just love that, like, they're open 24 hours. Saturday night is the night to go out. They were open all night. It was crazy, fucking drunk people. Yeah, they wanted a half an hour to clean. And then you being furious that they're not ready to go at 6:30 a.m. Sunday morning, you fucking weirdo. 6:45, excuse me. Who the fuck is going to a diner 6:45 a.m. on a Sunday for starters?
And maybe I'm just not part of this crazy planning thing.
Yeah.
But when I go, I'm not planning out like, okay, on Sunday, this is the place we're going for breakfast.
Yep.
After that, this is where we're going for lunch. I just don't fucking care. I'm like, I don't know. I'll wake up and find a spot and I'll go to it.
Barry Debbie's a cranky old man.
I mean, he better be.
He's got to be.
Or crank is a cranky young man too, though.
Listen, when I go on vacation, what I like to do is get up at 6 a.m. on Sunday and find my breakfast.
Like a respectable person.
Like a respectable person. I want to enjoy a full day. So I get up at 6 a.m. I sleep until 6 a.m. I'm at the diner by 6:45. let him clean. Sometimes the cook doesn't show up. Just shut the fuck up, Barry. Mm-hmm. Joseph C., 1 star. The food here was terrible. My brother-in-law, wife, and I all had different plates. Oh, yeah. I just like... I like the language on this one. And I like just like when people point out obvious information.
Okay,
you're like, the food here was terrible. Okay. My brother-in-law, wife, and I all had different plates. That's how it works at a restaurant. When there's three people going to a restaurant and you all order, you tend to get different things. And they definitely show up on different plates.
Right, absolutely.
That's the norm. That's the norm.
Now, if you flip that... And he said, us three, we ordered, they put it all on one plate.
Then it's unusual. Then that detail is important.
And give you big forks and just like everything's on one plate. Enjoy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. All three plates had the worst taste ever. Well, that could they?
So quit eating the actual plate. Eat the food on the plate.
And I love the hyperbole. All three plates had the worst food ever.
Yeah.
Different things, all tied for worst ever. And then so many exclamation points and so many question marks.
All right.
But they diminish as you go, which is weird. So the first one is the most of them.
He's calming down.
He's the most angry. How could you mess up a steak? Now he gets a little bit calmer. How could you mess up on pasta?
Uh-huh.
A little bit calmer. How could you mess up on chicken?
Right.
And then all three plates were too salty. I cannot imagine going back. What a waste of $100 for my family. The waiter said that it's supposed to taste like that. I didn't, and then again, a redundant thing. I didn't want to try the dessert. Who fucking cares?
Two people found it funny.
So, no one found it useful or cool.
Nope. Not even one.
Okay. So this is the last one. I just like, it was just a little annoying language thing here that I just thought was funny. I think it's funny when people use the word literally incorrectly because it does have a very specific definition. It means what you're saying happened actually happened.
Right.
Not an exaggeration. And I know people use it that way all the time, but it's still fun and funny. Mm. All caps. If I could leave 0 stars, I would.
We've heard that one.
Mm-hmm. My boyfriend and I ordered chicken Alfredo and chicken stir fry. It was literally trash. That's such a funny picture in my mind. If they just fucking put trash on a plate. Just literally like
here you go.
Yep, just like fucking old like cartons and stuff.
Raw chicken bones. Raw chicken wings.
Yep, just all the shit that's like from the back of the kitchen. And then just here you go. Enjoy. Check it out. My chicken Alfredo's chicken. Okay.
All right.
Again, just weird wording. My chicken Alfredo's chicken. You could have just said my chicken. Didn't have the texture of grilled chicken.
Chicken Alfredo's chicken. That's like the chicken's name Alfredo, and he has a little son.
Right. Listen, I'm just chicken Alfredo, and I have this chicken named Alfredo, and his chicken comes out. Isn't chickeny enough.
Yeah.
Didn't have the texture of grilled chicken, and the sauce was grainy instead of creamy like it's supposed to be. The chicken stir fry, I wish you would have added the chicken stir fry chicken, but the chicken stir fry made my stomach hurt after having 3 bites. And I was not given stir fry. It was overcooked veggies and General Tea chicken. Literally the worst food I've ever had.
Oh, man.
I picked that one solely just because of the visual of trash, which is so funny to me as I came across it.
Uh-huh.
I would love to see. I don't know, maybe it's their last day and they just don't care about their fucking business anymore. Mm-hmm. They have a bunch of asshole customers and they're just like, fuck this place. We're going out with a bang. And just all day long, you just literally just bring fucking garbage to people's place.
Here you go.
Here you go.
Like a little rattle sound, trash bag noise. Here you go. Enjoy.
But like the appetizer, like bowl, soup, everything, it's just different piles of trash.
You
all
want,
of
them. You
like
want dessert?
Cigarette butts, yeah. Fucking old pop cans and everything.
Broken glass.
Broken glass.
You guys want dessert? No.
No, we're good.
It's on the house. Don't worry. Just comes back, just dumps another trash can out. I love the idea that she pulled off that, yeah. I find pretty funny.
Yeah.
Where you say like the meat,
mm-hmm.
and then the food dish.
And then the meat again.
And then put an S on the back end of the food dish and then you say the meat again.
Chicken Alfredo's chicken.
Right. It's like chicken stir fry's chicken.
Right.
You gotta make sure that you're talking about the chicken that's in the stir fry. Like the stir fry owns that chicken.
Right.
And you have to make sure that they know what you're talking about.
What would you like? I'd like the spaghetti bolognese spaghetti.
Right.
So you want spaghetti bolognese? No.
No.
I was very clear. I want the spaghetti bolognese spaghetti.
Right.
I want the chicken parmigiana's chicken.
Right, exactly.
So you want chicken parmigiana? No.
No. Get out of here.
Find the chicken parmigiana.
Is there someone here that speaks English?
Can someone talk to the chicken parmigiana? Right. And ask the chicken parmigiana where their chicken is. That's the chicken I want.
Right. Meatball sandwiches, meatball. It's just, I don't know. She didn't want to do that at all, but she changed
that.
My life.
Just start doing that.
Chicken burritos, chicken.
All the tuna fish sandwiches, tuna fish?
Right.
What?
Yeah. The tuna fish that's in the tuna fish sandwich. I want that tuna. Yeah.
All the hot turkey sandwiches, hot turkey.
Right. Huh? I find it fascinating.
Yeah, that's a fun way to say things.
Well, that was fun. That was a good shakeup. It sounded like Atlanta was good for you.
It was fun.
Brought a lot back from the trip, and I like it. Let's take a look at something good.
Okay.
And it involves good people doing good stuff for Ukraine.
Oh, good.
Boom.
Sliver of hope.
Okay, before we get into the good story.
Yeah. Wordle?
Now, what should be my next word that I guess here for Wordle?
Oh, yeah, because this is already passed when people would have done them.
Yeah, there's no way.
So we can actually share this. So you started off
with
share.
Oh, yeah. I started with stare.
Stare.
Like, not like eye contact, but like stepping up a stair.
And you got a T on the second column. Because how Wordle works, if you're listening, it is actually really funny. Play with the kids. Lindsay and I play with the kids.
And it's frustrating sometimes.
Yep. And you have six rows, six chances to get the five-letter word of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Always a five-letter word. And you throw any letters you want in there. And then if you get a letter that is in the it's one of the letters of the word, but not in the right column, it's yellow. And if you get it in the right column, it's green.
Mm-hmm.
So like Joe just did stare, and then the T is, you know, second column, not the right column, but right letter,
mm-hmm.
but the I and the R are green.
Yeah.
So they are in the right spot.
So, I mean, I got a good.
So you got a word that ends in IR.
So either, well, could some tier? So the T could move over there.
T could move over there.
Satire?
Man. Because stare is what you started with.
You know
with.
What the word is today, so that's even harder.
I know, because I could just say it.
Just give me a hint. No one wants to hear this shit. We can just, I'll just get out with two again.
Okay, it starts with a T.
Okay, great.
It starts with a T.
T.
Ends with IR.
Oh, well, all right, let's just move on.
And it,
there's no way I'm going to, I guess, it's too hard to think about it right now.
Let me just give it to you, and then you can show Aaron that you got it in two.
Mm-hmm.
There. Go ahead. T-H-E-I-R.
Oh, man, that's a good one. Oh, you should have seen how I just fucking spelled that. Oh my God, I got it in two.
Oh my God, you got it in two.
Whoa, that's crazy.
You crushed. Does Aaron play against you?
No.
Oh,
so she
it.
Won't give a shit.
But dang
I
can. It.
But I will lie, and I will share this in a different group.
Oh, there you go.
I'll just on Facebook. There's a group chat for all the people. All
fucking
the admins.
Nailed it too.
Me. Yeah, because we don't tell each other. Okay, so moving on here to some good news. This is, well, I think you've heard about this. I don't have to. read all of it if you didn't know how awesome this is. But people are booking so many Airbnbs in the Ukraine, they raised $2 million for hosts that are in need and never even check in.
Oh, wow.
How cool of an idea is that?
So people in Ukraine who need to stay somewhere.
Sure, or they're just renting them out so they get money on their properties.
Oh, that's so, I got you. Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
So from March 2nd to March 3rd, people from around the world booked 61,000 nights in Ukrainian cities via Airbnb, likely not one of them ever planning to check in or reschedule.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, obviously you know what's going on, we know as much as we can about what's going on in Ukraine.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. Can't believe it's happening. In 2022?
And by the way, there is a new... Yeah, I can't believe it's happening. There's a conspiracy, of course.
What? No.
There is a fringe conspiracy that is so annoying. It's mostly Russian bots, I hope, that are promoting this. But I think some Americans are allowing themselves to get fucking idiotically duped into this, that they think that Putin is the good guy and that he actually... that Ukraine is just full of basically nothing but Nazis, neo-Nazi types.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they just don't understand. Zelensky is Jewish. The leader of Ukraine, mom and dad, Jewish.
Right.
You know, and it's like to think like where you have to go in your head to think that guy is running a Nazi country and Putin, who has been a piece of shit for a long time, is now the good guy. It's like, what I the know. Fuck is wrong with your brain? Stop reading whatever you're reading.
I know. It's so sad. But what show? It wasn't this show. Was that on the Secret Suck? It must have been.
Hmm.
So the Secret Suck is the Patreon episode that you get for with Time Suck.
Yeah, and what were you talking about?
We talked about like that trade-off like with Russia and what they're doing with their media. And we talked about that and how the U.S. tended to do that when after 9/11.
Right.
They made us hate an entire country when it wasn't an entire country that did it.
Right. I know.
So it is scary powerful.
Mm-hmm.
We're not definitely scot-free.
No, the U.S. has a history of pushing the propaganda. And not to make excuses for America.
Yeah, absolutely not.
You know, propaganda, manipulating people, it's always bad to a certain extent. But some people will be like, well, it's like the same. It's like no different. Well, I don't think it's quite the same, though, because the way Putin controls Russia is not the way that U.S. leaders have controlled America.
Mm-hmm.
I would just argue that the overall quality of life here, because some people, I think, fall in this delusion. It's like, well, we're no different than Russia. Well, we are actually, because our journalists have freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people get to, like, say that they hate the leader and often do. I mean,
boy, do they.
There is plenty of people who were very vocal about hating Trump, and there's been plenty of people very vocal about hating Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And none of those people just disappear.
Well, some of them.
Well, some of them you want to disappear. But, like, right. but none of them, the
and
state.
Mute?
The state doesn't, no, yeah. Exactly. The state doesn't execute them.
Exactly.
Which is,
Thank God.
Thank God. Or imprison them.
So I thought that was really cool. What a smart idea. Something
that's awesome.
That people smarter than me thought about.
Yeah,
so good for them.
Yep.
I didn't find something, but one of our dummies did, and it's I don't know what to think about it. Okay. We're gonna take a look at it right now with the 2U from Internet.
The Internet has all sorts of neat things. Anything you want can be yours. Let's take a peek together as a couple. 2U from Internet.
Okay, so this is called the Baby Pod.
Baby Pod.
And their little tagline says music is life. So you've heard about or you've probably maybe even did this when you know your ex-wife was pregnant with the kiddos.
Oh,
you put the music or the headphones on the belly and do that cute little thing. So this takes it a step further, and you stick the speaker in your vagina. So it goes in there.
Are you being serious?
Yes. So it goes in your vagina.
Oh, the little bulb. Being serious.
Sure am. And it connects to headphones and connects to your computer. So you can computer or your phone, and you play music on it, or you can use the microphone that's on it and talk to your baby while it's inside of your vagina.
Interesting.
That's fine, isn't it?
What would happen to a baby if you played nothing but System of a Down?
I don't know. We're about to find out.
Mm-hmm.
First, we got to find someone who's pregnant, and we have to get them a baby pod.
And have them just fucking metal.
And love it. I bet you, I mean, there's some metal heads out there that do nothing but blast metal on a baby belly.
Would you get a fucking cool ass baby? Fucking baby's so metal as fuck.
Comes out like with a mohawk. Oh, that would hurt if it came out with like spiked.
Baby comes out with a full sleeve. Like what?
Spiked like wrist guards and spiked jacket. Oh, that's a terrible thing to give birth to. I told you this baby pop was a bad idea. But I mean, the thought of it and kind of creepy, but I know that I'm not the one that has a baby inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
But like that connection is really, you know, as they say, a father becomes a father when the baby's born.
Right.
Like, and mother becomes a mother when she, you know,
yeah,
is pregnant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's these little weird things like this that they aren't that weird to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be fine with Aaron using this. Like, mm-hmm, it's kind of
mm-hmm,
funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it's just a goofy thing. But if I was sleeping and then I heard like little whispering out in the living room and I pop out there and she was just whispering to her vagina, like, I can't wait to meet you.
Can't wait to meet you.
Right. And does it feel good at all? Is there any kind of vibe?
Right.
You go,
yeah, if it's vibrating, I mean, then does it become like you're doing it for the baby, but then it becomes like a sexual
mm-hmm.
thing if it's vibrating in a pleasurable way?
Yikes.
I don't know.
Talking to you don't even put it in. Now you just put on, now you're your own vibrator, depending on what music you play and what you yell.
Oh, you could use this. You're not pregnant. You just use this. If you could like modify this and then you play certain tunes to get you off.
Right.
Like the right fucking beat.
Like the Jaws theme.
Da-da-da. Ba-na. Just to build, just get the bass fucking cranked.
Yeah. But I just thought that was pretty weird. And they go into different sciences about it and how it could be really good.
Okay.
I'm sure there's other ones that are like, nah, doesn't matter. Don't stick that thing in your vagina.
Yeah, because I don't know. Cause like,
but I don't mind it.
Because can the baby hear different?
They can.
But can it hear differently with a speaker inside the vagina than it would speakers on top of the stomach?
Through the skin.
Right.
I don't know. Because
it's still going to have to pass through liquid.
I mean, I'm guessing.
It's like listening to shit underwater. Right? Just the way, just the little sack, liquid sack they're living in.
It sounds like chop suey underwater. The baby just knows what all these metal hits. With bubble noises. But if you're interested in this, and you have a little bit of a weirdness like we do, it's babypod.net.
Babypod.net.
Babypod. We're not endorsing it, and if something bad happens and it gets stuck up there, that's your fault.
They don't even know us.
Nope.
But we know who they are.
Exactly. All right, we're going to move on to junk mail. Let's roll it. Did you know today I got my Wordle in two?
Get in two, I know. You crushed it.
Thank you. Our first piece of junk mail is coming in from Dummy Tyler, who writes, I love your guys' show. I started on TimeSuck listening to Dan's sweet, serenading voice. Oh. And Joe, you'll do in a pinch.
Oh, gosh dang.
He said, of course, I'm kidding. Honky, okay. Honky. Honk, I was just listening to episode 82. Joe is talking about full speed backing up into a snowbank. Remember that grandma got me fucking stuck and caused me grands of damages?
Yep.
But I guess, I mean, it's my fault too.
Still, but yeah, should have been going, maybe move it along a little bit.
But mostly fuck her.
Mm-hmm.
Which all of that reminded me of this one time when I was 17. I live in Minnesota, and of course, we get snow up the ass some years.
Oh my gosh, that Minnesota year, does.
I know. I drove home about 45 minutes from work on bald tires, 40 miles per hour in a 70 mile per hour zone.
Oof.
The next day, knowing I had bald tires, I decided to try and back through the snowbank like Joe did. I didn't make it through. If anything starts out in your life that you're like, you know what? I could do this. Joe did. That's a bad sign.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, I just want to put that out right there. If you have those words go into your brain, go somewhere else.
Yeah,
but did someone else do it too? If the answer is no, maybe not a good idea.
How's your torso doing,
it's
by
all
the way?
It's back. It's like some itchy parts, but overall, it's all healed up.
Man.
It's red.
Fast recovery.
I know, it's red. But it's not bleeding through my shirts.
That's good.
Yay. I didn't make it through the snowbank, and in my rage, punched out my front windshield.
Holy
Jesus,
shit.
Tyler. What? God. Both my mother and the shop that replaced my windshield asked me what happened. All I said was I hit a bird. I highly doubt they believe that, seeing as the damage was on the inside. Sorry about the long email and
your hands are cast.
Right. And my hand is still inside the windshield, covered in blood. I said, you guys are great. 3 out of 5 stars. Hope Zach is doing great. Us too. Thanks, Tyler.
Us too, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And he's doing great.
He's doing good.
I follow him plenty and talk to him, chat him up, and like all the shit.
He's very excited about Scatcast.
Mm-hmm.
He's passionately working on it.
Sure is. It's great. Yeah, I love that. What was the other lie? It's like something that, I don't know, it's like when a kid has chocolate all over their face. Like, did you eat the chocolate? Like, no.
No.
Because they're just dumb.
Yep.
So kind of in this case,
that's
like,
the best.
What happened to that windshield? I hit a bird. What, a fucking pterodactyl? Was that, how big was the bird?
Catching kids with snacks is so fun.
It is fun.
Just that whole thing when they're that age, when they actually have like the melted chocolate literally on their face.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, no. Like one of them, I can't remember which one, if it was this moment, if it was Kyler Monroe, but I want to say it was Oreos, because that like that gets all over your teeth, everything, like you can't, like the crumbs, like everywhere, your tongue is black, just all over their face. And I'm like, did you eat those Oreos?
No.
No. Just covered.
Why would I? You said don't.
Or Cheetos is another one.
Yeah.
Where they're like, no, and they have like Cheeto dust just fucking covering all their fingertips.
That's okay, a good buddy. One.
Okay.
Okay, we have one final piece of junk mail coming in, and this is from an anonymous dummy. It says, hi, dummies. I like to stay anonymous. Bingo. So you can call me whatever you want.
Which okay. Let's call you Spaghetti Bolognese Spaghetti.
Great. I'm not sure if this counts so much as a story of someone being dumb or if it's just a funny story, but the foam in the penis story made me think of it. So here we go.
That's the foam inside the penis, and then it hardened, and then they're screwed.
Yeah. He couldn't keep an erection, so they put some fucking foam in there to try and harden it up. A little backstory. I'm in a semi-open marriage. Husband doesn't care if I hook up with others as long as they meet his requirements.
Okay.
So I signed up for the usual apps like Bumble and Tinder. I tell my husband about each new guy I matched with, and we talk about them. One night, I matched with a guy that was especially curious about the arrangement. He was asking a lot of questions, and to be honest, he was being kind of annoying.
Mm.
He finally asked, why doesn't your husband care if you're monogamous? And to get him out of messaging me, I answered back, his penis is broken. Then the curious fella asked how it happened, in which came the very vague Van Dore accident reply. Long story short, I made up a story about my husband accidentally slamming his penis in a Van Dore repeatedly.
Oh, repeatedly.
Ow! Why did that hurt so much?
Oh, not again!
Not again! I'm so dumb. Oh, no! And this guy totally bought it, and I forgot all about it. A few days later, the annoying guy was messaging me again, and this time with the question of specifics about my husband's requirements. I really wasn't interested after speaking to him, so I made up even more stories. The requirements I told him were, he has to be present, you have to look him in the eyes the whole time, and he, my husband, gets to moan in your ear whenever he wants.
You have to look him in his eyes. That's so funny. You have to hold direct eye contact.
Yeah, and then he gets to moan in your ear if he wants to. This did a good job at scaring the guy off, but I still occasionally hear from him, so I make up more absurd stories about my sex life. Long email, but the foam and the penis remind me of the story, and I thought it couldn't hurt to share.
I hope this guy is not just writing her back like as a joke or anything, but I hope let's just assume she's super hot, and this guy's super horny, and he's like, and these rules really creep him out.
And he has nice eyes.
but I just picture him, he's like, oh, that's fucking too crazy for me. But then he just, as horny as dudes are, he's like, I could probably deal with it.
Right. He's pepping himself up.
I can't look another guy in the eyes, and then like later he's super horny, I could do it.
Right. And I will do it.
I will do it. I'm gonna hit her up again.
Right. I could do it. We'll do it. And he's practicing, like just staring at random strangers in bars. Like, that's fine. Right. And he's just staring at him and seeing how long he can do it.
She keeps throwing down crazier and crazier stuff. And it's like, and you have to stand on hot coals. I'm not going to fucking stand on hot coals and burn my feet. And he sees her picture again, like a nice like cleavage shot. I can stand on hot coals.
I always knew I could.
They heal.
I'm strong as fuck.
Yeah, I can stare and I can burn.
I just get new ones. New skin.
New skin.
New skin. People have new feet these days.
Oh my God, I want her so bad.
Fuck that pussy. Tommy Lee Jones. All right, well, that's our show. That is show number 87.
That was fun.
Did we say 87 at the start of the show? Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I believe you did.
Okay, great. So that was show 87. Thanks to Logan Keith. Hey, Logan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, hello, man. Producing and directing, check out the new loungewear for Is We Dumb. It's posted up at isbedumb.com or badmagicmerch.com. There's a lot of sex talk today. A
lot of sex
talk. Fine with that. Thanks to Zach Cohen for creating some of the custom music beds for the show. And if you want to follow us on our socials, just search for Is We Dumb on Instagram or Facebook, and the private Facebook group Is We Dummies. Thanks to Liz Hernandez and the All Seeing Eyes for moderating that.
Mm-hmm.
Something you want to see on the show, email that in to dumb@isweedumb.com. In general questions for the show, info@isweedumb.com. That's it. And then rate and review the podcast. Do it.
There you go. Do it.
All right. Let's do a laughy thing.
Okay.
On the back end.
Okay.
All right. Let's do it.
Hey, you want to hear a joke?
Wow. Meet that joke.
So, Dan.
Yes.
Did you know I have an intense fear of speed bumps?
I did not know that.
Don't worry. I'm slowly getting over it.
That's pretty clever.
Fuck yeah.
Bah! Bow!
That's it. Bingo! Hope you guys had fun. And then
nailed the landing.
We'll see you guys next week. All right. Bye.
Magic Productions.